This is an Aero News Touch and Go for December 4th, 2007. I'm Paul Plack. U.S. Transportation Secretary Mary Peters has wasted no time crediting a DOT crackdown for improved airline delay statistics in the third quarter. On Monday, Peters said airlines have changed flight routes, added flight crews, and made additional aircraft available to address the problems. Quote, tough scrutiny and a willingness to impose serious penalties have caused the airlines to correct these chronically delayed flights. We will continue to be vigilant, and we will maintain our strong enforcement of these rules to help keep passengers from being treated unfairly, unquote. The secretary said the department also issued a proposal earlier this month to require airlines to create legally binding contingency plans for extended tarmac delays, respond to all customer complaints within 30 days, publish complaint information online, and provide on-time performance information for their international flights, which was not previously required. Brazilian plane maker Embraer and a Cleveland, Ohio-based fractional program called Flight Options announced on Monday a contract for 100 Phenom 300 aircraft, with options for an additional 50. The deal is Embraer's largest Phenom executive jet order yet, worth $746 million at 2007 prices, and could reach over $1.12 billion if all options are exercised. An additional agreement for maintenance and support is valued at over $200 million. Frederico Fleury Curado, Embraer president and CEO, called the plane's selection by Flight Options an honor. Quote, it clearly validates the design concepts of premium comfort, outstanding performance, and high availability of the Phenom 300 and solidifies its market-leading position, unquote. Flight Options ordered its first Embraer plane, a Legacy 600, in 2003. The company now operates 8 of those planes. The delivery of the first Flight Options Phenom 300 jet is scheduled for the end of 2009. The International Federation of Professional and Technical Engineers is accusing NASA Administrator Michael Griffin of unfairly tarnishing the reputations of agency employees with his recent comments to Congress. As ANN reported, NASA has drawn intense criticism for withholding results of a 4-year safety survey conducted among pilots, fearing it would hurt airline profits. The union disputed Michael Griffin's technical criticisms of the survey before a congressional oversight hearing in October. The union says the remarks appeared driven by fears that the pilots might report to NASA higher rates of safety problems than are recorded by the FAA's own monitoring. The AP reports the union called Griffin's testimony shocking and said its own investigation found, quote, no valid scientific basis for the administrator's technical criticism, unquote, of the National Aviation Operations Monitoring System. NASA reports everything is go for Thursday's scheduled launch of the space shuttle Atlantis. On Friday, crews discovered damage to the foam insulation on the external fuel tank. The origin of the damage is unknown, but the gouges have been patched with a material which will have fully cured in plenty of time for Thursday's launch. The Associated Press reports 7 astronauts have arrived. The official countdown was scheduled to start Monday night. The European Space Agency's Columbus module is already on board Atlantis for delivery to the International Space Station. And weather forecasts for the Kennedy Space Center look good for the rest of the week. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you about these stories. American Airlines will eliminate white-collar jobs. FAA employees file a class action suit over pay for performance. And parents of 2 young crash victims sue the fire department. Also, check out our ANN special feature. Today, Jim Campbell talks with Rhett Ross, the new president of Teledyne Continental Motors. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.